TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
This is Jan reading the regular gardening feature written by Jane. Hello again. I have discovered a few gardening tips to keep you busy and your gardens tidy and healthy in July. There are three main things to remember, and they all begin with W. 1. Watering. All plants, shrubs and lawns need water at this time of year. The temperature has by now risen, and plants, like humans, do not need to dehydrate. Tomato plants are best watered in the early morning and again in the evening. 2. Watching. We need to watch out for diseases on leaves. If you find diseased leaves, remove them. Search for dead leaves on the ground and pick them up in case the spores help the disease spread. Carry on mowing and fertilising the lawn. If you have a pond, remove any blanket weed and extra debris from the surface of the water and top up the pond with rainwater, not tap water. 3. Waiting. Watch and wait for soft fruits and summer vegetables to ripen. Avoid mildew by using appropriate sprays found in garden centres. You can harvest these fruits when they're ripe. Continue to plant autumn vegetables such as turnips and spring cabbages. And when summer flowers such as sweet peas and roses come into bloom, you can cut them to enjoy in the house. At this time of year, you might find water lilies blooming on ponds. They're also known as the lotus flower, or queen of the water. Their root system is known as a rhizome, which spreads out horizontally beneath the water. From some rhizomes, nodules create small plants from which new flowers will appear. Gardening flower shows for you to visit in July. 1. The Hampton Court Flower Show from the 4th to the 9th of July. 2. The RHS Flower Show at Tatton Park, Cheshire, from the 20th to the 24th of July. And 3. The RHS Hyde Hall Flower Show from August the 3rd to the 7th. There may be other flower shows to visit in your area. You'll find details of these online. Enjoy the warm July weather and do try and visit a flower show if you are able to do so.
TNF Soundings.